How's it going? I'm back home. It is 9:30, and I'm like super effing tired. It is fucking ridiculous. Sweet. I sent out a few days ago my brother a message on Facebook. Oh, and just to let you know right now, I'm shirtless. Sweet. I'm having a nice homegrown beer. Anyways, I sent him a message to get me an American Spirit. And he was like, stop smoking, you know? And I was like, don't be a fucking pussy. Just get me some, okay? And I put like a little smiley. So he laughed and he said, okay. So that's gonna be fun to get. So yeah, it was a long day, but it wasn't too bad. I got to, we ordered some pizza at the store. I had it in the back room. And I looked at the fucking cameras and saw all the customers shopping away and some hot ones too, so that was fun. I had beer in the back room. Hooray for me! God, I'm such a slacker lately. It's like getting worse by the minute, seriously. Anyway, so, I kind of always wanted to do a podcast, but every site I tried to do it on wasn't user-friendly, so I just gave up. But yesterday I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos, and I stumbled across Miles. His username was Blade376, and I saw that he was using this site, so I thought, why don't I give it a go? And, yeah. So here I am doing a podcast about nothing in particular. It's basically like if I would right now write a blog post. Except I don't feel like writing, and I don't feel like videotaping myself, shirtless especially. Anyways, I'll just give it a burp. You're welcome. Anyway, let's see. Oh yeah, last night I saw this new show. Let's see what it's called. Lip Service. Fucking A. Literally, thank you, God. I haven't had a show like that since The L Word, I guess. I don't know, I really needed one of those shows, and I'm glad there's finally one. It's a British show. And it is a fucking bomb. Like, literally, from, like, the first minute you're watching it, there's action. If you know what I mean. So yeah, you should definitely check it out. It's British, and it's awesome. Right now, it feels way better than The L Word. L Word. There's, like, drama and, like, anything you would want. If you're looking for what I'm looking for. Anyways. So I guess I could do a beer review right now since I have a beer in my hand. But I wish I did a video. Whatever. Anyway, so it is beer that is made in... Let me just tell you. Let me make sure I'm not a mistake. It is made in Jerusalem. Yep. In Jerusalem. It's a Belgium recipe, I guess. That's what it says. And it's the light one. There's a dark one and there's a light one. The light one is like kind of sweet. It's light. It's not too heavy and musky. It's kind of like a kind of fun chill beer to have. The dark one is it's a bit hard to swallow. It's like an odd taste, very odd. At the store, this guy tried to return them. He buys them the night before, and then on my morning shift, he comes back like literally as we fucking open the doors and. He says he wants to return it because it doesn't have any suds, any bubbles or whatever. And I'm like, I don't think so, dude. Like, I drink that and I know that it does have. He's like, you want to taste it now? And I'm like, yeah. At 9:30 in the morning on my work shift while my boss is standing right next to me. I mean, if my boss wasn't there, you never know, but no fucking way. So we were trying to return them, and he was trying to return four bottles, two that are already opened and done with, right? So my boss is like, I'm sorry, I can't take the fucking two beers that you finished. You can only take the closed ones. So he got kind of upset. He was like, this is not even beer, you can't call this beer. I'm like, dude, it's a required taste, I guess. I don't know. But I mean, I don't mind it. You know, it's got, let's see. How many percent of that? 7% alcohol, guys. 7%. And in my book, I don't care how it tastes like. And it's just fucking rad. Yeah, so I think I made a mistake today at work. This woman was I knew her, right? And she pretended not to know me, but that's besides the point.